You're listening to SCAC Men's Soccer Podcast. Today I'm joined by sophomore forward Brian Hines of Trinity University, this week's SCAC Men's Soccer Co-Offensive Player of the Week. And Brian, first of all, congratulations and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Brian, the Trinity Tigers now 9-0-2 on the season, 4-0 in conference play. Just talk about this team in terms of where your confidence is at, and do you guys feel like you're starting to play some of your best soccer of the year at this point in the season?
I do. We've been playing the best soccer up until this point in the season. I still think we have room for improvement. Talking about the team, we're strong in every part of the field, like offense all the way back to the defense. I feel like we don't really have a weak spot, even in the keeper, no weak spot. So season's looking promising so far. We just have to stay focused and be humble.
Ryan, individually last weekend, outstanding performance in two big conference wins against Rhodes and Millsaps, 4 goals in 2 games, a hat trick against Rhodes, including a game-winning goal against the Lynx in that game, as well as you added another goal in that Millsaps win. Just talk about your individual performance over the weekend and what was so successful.
I think the success was just doing well for the opportunities I was given. I mean, I feel like as a striker, we always have more opportunities than we do goals, and just being able to take advantage of those opportunities is why I think I had so many goals this past weekend. Talking about my individual performance, I think the individual performance goes right in hand with the team performance. Definitely wouldn't have been able to do any of that without the team, so props and thanks to my team for helping me with all that individual accomplishments of last weekend.
You know, Brian, as I look at last weekend and I see the team and how you guys played, one of the things that stands out to me is the depth. 25-plus guys playing 15 or more minutes in both games. Just talk about the advantage that depth brings to this team, not only in terms of having a lot of guys to get in the games, but also the way it helps in training and preparation throughout the week as well.
What we always try to do is win the game in the first half, because if we get 2 or 3 goals, it's really hard for teams to come back against us. So that's always one of our goals, is just to win a game in the first half, and then that way the starters get a rest, and then everyone gets to play, and that makes a better team overall, because then when it comes to playoff time, you have games day by day, and people get injured, it's better to have team depth, and it's better that everyone gets to play, so we just have to do our best in the first half in order to allow those guys to get into the game and to give ourselves a break, so then this helps our team improve as a whole while keeping the injuries lower.
Brian, as I mentioned, a sophomore forward this year on Trinity University's men's soccer team. As I look last year as a freshman, you scored 6 goals. You come back this year, you already have 10 goals as a sophomore. What transition adjustments have you made to make that next step from your freshman to your sophomore year as a forward on this team?
One of the biggest things for me is definitely confidence and composure. I remember last year, being a freshman, I was really nervous coming in. So when I get the ball, I didn't hold it very well at times, and I feel this year, because I'm the lone striker, I hold the ball a lot more, waiting for my team to come support me, and then I'm just more composed on the ball, so I take better shots and I have better decision making as far as when to go at players, or if there's if I'm playing against the poor defenders, I will lay it off and then make runs. So it's being composed and confident, and then just obviously more experience playing freshman year, and this year you just learn the ins and outs of playing at this level.
And finally, Brian, as you look forward to this weekend, you guys have a big conference match against rival Southwestern there. Just talk about your expectations as we go into the in-state rival, and what are the keys that the Trinity Tigers need to continue to do well in order to get the result you're looking for?
Well, the key is for us, I feel like we always have a target on our back with the success we've had. So the key is to just stay focused and be humble about it. Because I'm sure every person that's ever played any sport has been in a situation where they're overconfident and then end up losing. So just staying humble and just being focused on the game, not worrying about referees or weather conditions. Just staying focused with the team and being in on every play, because just one slip up can really change a game. So staying focused, playing as a team and not as individuals, and don't be looking to just try and take on the team yourself, but just playing with your team, having confidence in yourself and confidence in your teammates, so that way when you pass the ball, get it back, and then it just helps everyone work harder around you when they feel that they're part of a team and nobody's trying to do it themselves.
sophomore forward Brian Hines of Trinity University. Again, this week's SCAC Men's Soccer Co-Offensive Player of the Week. Brian, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season. Thanks again for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.